Welcome to our podcast dedicated to the scaling up process and HR management. I'm Jad Khwayre, an international student from Beirut, Lebanon, currently studying at Audencia.
And I'm Sophie Simon. I'm also an international student. I'm from Germany and I'm just about to master at Audencia.
In this series, we explore business and career insights from industry experts. Today, we'll discuss strategies for the company, scaling up the role of entrepreneurship and how HR policies adapt to support growth. Paolo Cerice is joining us today. He is Operations Director at Amaris Consulting. Thank you for accepting our invitation and being here to share your valuable experience. Paolo Cerice, welcome to our podcast.
Can you please briefly introduce yourself?
I'm Paolo Cerice, and as you mentioned, I'm the Operational Director for Amaris here.
And for listeners who may not be familiar with Amaris Consulting, could you briefly introduce the company and highlight what makes it unique in the consulting space?
Amaris Consulting is an independent technology consulting that provides guidance and solutions to businesses across various industries. We operate in more than 60 countries, ensuring that we can support our clients whenever they need us. Our experts span across all sectors, ranging from financial services and transportation to healthcare and technology. We are proud to say that we have gathered a community of enthusiastic, ingenious, and passionate people, always aiming for excellence. We believe in being positive agents of changes, always going to the extra mile to ensure our clients' success. That is ultimately our pride. So we don't just deliver solutions, we build lasting relationships based on trust and mutual growth.
Can you tell us a little about your career journey? What brought you to Amaris Consulting and what made you want to join the company?
Honestly, almost 6 years joining Amaris was an easy choice. During the recruitment process, I was impressed by the company's entrepreneurial spirit, its commitment to giving young professionals real responsibilities early on, and all this in an international and multicultural environment. I was drawn to Amaris because of the opportunity to take ownership and drive meaningful impact from day one. It's the perfect environment, honestly, for those who are eager to make a difference and take on leadership roles early in their careers.
What is your current role at Amaris Consulting and what does a typical day look like for you?
As an operational director in Italy, my role is focused on driving the company through a sustainable growth, aligning all the operation with the group vision and the long-term goals, ensuring seamless coordination across various team, division, and governances. Honestly, for the variety and dynamism of my role, defining a typical day is not easier, as my focus is ensuring that all the daily operations run smoothly, while also preparing for future challenges and opportunities. I would say it's a mix of sales activities, strategic and financial planning, coaching, and team management.
How has your role evolved since you joined the company? Have there been any significant shifts in responsibilities as the company has scaled?
I started in Italy as a young manager, so from the very beginning in the IS and digital field, with the goal of developing from scratch our division in Turin. Starting as a junior, I progressed through roles of increasing responsibility, becoming senior manager, then department manager, and now operational director for Italy. Today, I oversee the operation for the three divisions, IS&D, engineering, and life science. A dynamic and rewarding journey, and honestly, I can't wait to see the next the chapter yet to come. And I really would like to highlight that this progression reflects both our dedication to growth and also the incredible opportunities that Amaris provide for career advancement.
Rapid scaling can present unique challenges, particularly with new competitors emerging and the need to stay technologically advanced. So what were some of the biggest challenges Amaris faced during its scaling up process and how did the company overcome them?
Since our foundation, Amaris scaled really rapidly. It faced challenges such as managing operation across multiple countries, staying ahead of competitors, and leveraging emerging technologies effectively. The company addressed this by implementing processes that balance global consistency with local adaptability, and now by adopting AI and digital tools to enhance efficiency. Additionally, Amaris has always aimed to anticipate market trends, positioning itself as pioneering sectors. By staying innovative, agile, and client-focused, the company has successfully navigated the rapid growth while maintaining its entrepreneurial spirit and high-quality standards.
The market is evolving rapidly, especially with the rise of AI. How is Amaris embracing AI to stay competitive? And how has this technological evolution impacted your scaling strategy?
Amaris is embracing AI by integrating it into really various aspects of its operations to enhance decision-making, automate routine tasks, and create more personalized experience for clients. This strategic approach to AI helps streamline processes and foster a culture of innovation, ensuring that we remain at the cutting edge of efficiency and creativity. The adoption of AI as the scaling strategy, faster and more informed decision-making, reducing operational costs and improving, of course, the service and our quality.
Each manager at Amaris is responsible for the administrative and financial management of their business unit. How do you ensure that managers are well-equipped to handle the scaling pressures, and what role do they play in driving company-wide growth?
Can I say that I loved these questions? Because at Amaris Consulting, we ensure that our managers are prepared through a comprehensive onboarding and continuous training program. And we are really proud of this. This includes e-learning modules, face-to-face training sessions worldwide, hands-on coaching, focusing on essential skills like business and talent acquisition, strategic positioning, effective communications, and the fundamentals for finance. I love this question because in Amaris, the managers play a crucial role in driving the company-wide growth by overseeing their business units as if they are their own enterprises. They are responsible for business development, recruiting, and managing people, ensuring that each unit operates efficiently and contributes significantly overall success of the company. By empowering our managers with the right tools and knowledge, we enable them to lead confidentially and drive sustainable growth.
7,600 people across 60 countries. How does Amaris ensure the right talent is recruited and retained to support its scaling ambitions? And what recruitment strategies have been key to finding and managing top talents globally?
Amaris ensures top talent recruitment and retention through a combination of innovative strategies. We focus on building a strong employer branding and leveraging advanced technology while fostering partnership with university and associations. For example, we have a campus manager programs where people actively maintain a relationship with university, organizing and participating in events such as career fair and workshop to connect with all the emerging talent. On the other side, to retain employees, we invest in tailored career development programs, mentorship opportunities, and a culture that values diversity and innovation, ensuring alignment with our scaling ambitions.
And as Amaris grows, how do we ensure that client relationships remain strong and personalized? Are there specific strategies the company uses to maintain a high level of client satisfaction across more than 1,000 global clients?
Amaris maintaining strong and personalized client relationships is our top priority. We employ several key strategies to ensure high levels of their satisfaction. Firstly, we conduct on a regular review and satisfaction feedback directly from them, allowing us to identify areas of improvement and ensure we are meeting their needs daily. Secondly, we emphasize proactive communication and personal touches. Our managers and consultants maintain regular contact with clients, organizing frequent meetings to discuss progress, address concerns, and of course, celebrate successes. By regularly analyzing feedback and implementing changes based on client input, we demonstrate our commitment to excellence and our client-centric development.
Looking ahead, what are the next steps for Amaris in terms of scaling? Are there any new sectors or regions that the company is focusing on for future expansion?
At Amaris, scaling is part of our DNA since our early stages, I would say since our foundation. We have always focused on the sector where technological innovation can create significant value, such as healthcare, finance, aerospace, and telecommunication. our expansion into emerging markets, I would say it's a natural extension of our approach as we identify opportunities where our expertise can make the most impact. This proactive, agile approach is how we have successfully scaled and worldwide, and we will continue to guide our growth in the next future.
How did you integrate AI in your everyday activities?
As an operational director, but this is what I suggest also to all the world scope to my team, I integrate AI into many aspects of my daily work, as I'm truly convinced it's a powerful support to enhance and improve efficiency. From streamlined presentation, meeting preparation that add me time and optimizing my workflow. I use, for example, AI to automate routine tasks, analyze data for all the decision making we need to address, and even refine our processes. AI allows me to focus on strategic thinking while it takes care of the more time-consuming administrative work.
And Emeros places great importance on entrepreneurship. Could you explain how this entrepreneurial culture is encouraged within the company?
In Amaris, we foster an entrepreneurial culture by empowering our employees to take initiative and drive innovation within the company. This culture is deeply embedded in our values and our, I would say, operational strategies. Firstly, we encourage entrepreneurship by providing a supportive environment where everyone, all the employees, feel empowered to take risks and experiment without fear of failure. This is achieved through open communication channel and management styles that values and rewards creativity and initiative. We also offer extensive support and training to help employees develop their ideas. This includes, for example, access to resources such as workshops, mentorship programs, and continuous learning opportunities. Moreover, we have structured programs and initiatives that specifically promote entrepreneurship. For example, we organize innovation challenges and hackathon, where employees can pitch their ideas and work on projects that have potential to be implemented within the company. These initiatives, I'm convinced, not only encourage creativity, but also foster a sense of ownership and engagement among all of us, among all the population.
The next question is about what kind of trainings and support is offered.
We have different programs, but firstly, for example, we have an internal training. It's called the Mantua Academy. This academy offers a comprehensive training catalog that includes mandatory courses and a wide range of additional training modules that are really tailored on different roles and career paths. I just want to mention this because we are really proud and we are always presenting it as a successful part of our company.
How does Emeris ensure that employees feel empowered to take risk or experiment without fear of failure? Are there any success stories or examples of projects that didn't work out but still contributed positively?
We really believe that fostering a culture where employees feel empowered, take risk, and experiment is crucial for innovation and growth. How we do this? Firstly, creating a positive environment where all of us feel free to experiment and to speak up about everything. So there is nothing that cannot be asked or shared. We encourage learning from failures. In Amaris, we really view failures as a valuable learning opportunities. By celebrating both successes and failures, we emphasize the importance of experimentation and continuous improvement. And this approach helps all of us understand that taking risk is a necessary part of innovation, and that failures can lead to significant insights and advancements. And as mentioned, we have also structured programs and initiatives that are taken locally and worldwide constantly, year by year. For the second questions, let me think. A great success story that exemplifies our approach is the development of a new role that is the RMS, the Recruitment Marketing Specialist. This role was created by an idea of one of our employees to improve our recruitment processes by using advanced marketing techniques. And also, I would say the initial concept faced some challenges. The iterative process and continuous learning lead to the implementation of this new role that is helping now a lot us in our recruitment strategy.
What are some of the challenges the company has faced in implementing and scaling entrepreneurial initiatives, and how has Amaris overcome these challenges?
Since the very beginning, for the goal we set, Amaris faced challenges like balancing global consistencies with adapting them to the local needs and ensuring that teams have the right support to innovate. Scaling entrepreneurship isn't always easy, especially in a fast-moving and international environment like ours. To overcome this, Amaris focus on clear processes that work across all markets, but are flexible enough to fit into the local context. We also empower employees with tools, training, and freedom to take ownership of their ideas. It's about creating a support environment.
What advice would you give to young entrepreneurs or new collaborators who wish to join Amaris Consulting?
If you're looking to join Amaris Consulting, my first advice is to continuously invest on our background, so your background, to stay ahead, be curious and open to market trends. And the biggest one is to prioritize developing strong communication and listening skills. Be resilient and adaptable. Embrace change. Stay agile. Overall, it's always important to, and I'm truly convinced of this, on personal and professional development to chip in this dynamic and fast-paced market.
And what do you think are the main challenges they should prepare for in a constantly evolving professional environment like yours?
The main challenge is the one we faced daily, honestly, and is to involve and adapt to a rapid change, mastering emerging technologies and collaborating across diverse global teams. To thrive, it's crucial to stay humble, maintain a growth mindset, and remain open to learning. I've already anticipated this, but don't fear failure in general. It's a powerful teacher, and it's an essential part of the growth. The resilience and adaptability will help you to turn setbacks into stepping stones. Lastly, stay proficiently and embrace opportunities to innovate and contribute meaningfully to the company's success.
Thank you for your time and valuable insights. It helps us a lot. It's been really inspiring to hear about Amaris Consulting's approach to growth and entrepreneurship.
Mr. Paolo, thank you so much.
Thank you, Bo.